This is the one-stop FPL podcast. Hello and welcome back to One Stop FPL. It feels like it's been an absolute eternity since Game Week 4, but finally the international break is over and we return with Game Week 5. On today's episode, we will take a look back at the previous game weeks, key performers and results. I'll give you my start and flop of the week as usual before turning our attention to game week 5. I'll run through the fixture list. We'll discuss in-form players, potential transfers in and out. We'll talk captaincy, differentials, and we'll finish off, as always, with my likely team for this game week. So, let's get into it. Right then, cast your minds back almost 2 weeks and you will recall that game week 4 kicked off on a Friday night with Luton against West Ham. Luton's first home fixture of the season. Unfortunately for them, the bad form continued. Notable FPL assets from this fixture, Jarrod Bowen and James Ward-Prowse. If you're an owner of either of these, you'll have been happy because both delivered. Jarrod Bowen with the goal and James Ward-Prowse with an assist. And that is 4 returns in his first 3 appearances for the Hammers. Sheffield United 2, Everton 2. And finally, Everton getting amongst the goals. But unfortunately, so was Jordan Pickford, who is pretty much the only Everton player that FPL managers own. He got himself an own goal, one of the most unfortunate you'll see all season. And it's also worth mentioning in this game, Cameron Archer got himself a goal and assist for Sheffield United. So he's certainly rewarding early owners of the 4.5 million forward since his move from Aston Villa. He's certainly a very, very good option to have as that third choice striker. Can come in when the fixtures look good, but he's also not taking up too much of your money. Brentford 2, Bournemouth 2, and it was Mbeumo delivering once again for Brentford and Solanke popping up once again for Bournemouth. Mbeumo in particular, I think, looking absolutely irresistible at the moment for FPL managers. Moving on now with Burnley 2, Tottenham 5, a hat-trick for Heung-Min Son after he moved to a more central role. Richarlison dropping to the bench, Ange Postecoglou finally losing patience, perhaps a little later than many FPL managers did. Maddison delivering once again. He got himself a goal and Christian Romero got himself on the score sheet for the second time already this season. And he's actually one of the most popular transferred in defenders ahead of game week 5 with Sheffield United coming up next. Manos Solomon came in on the left in Son's usual position. He got himself 2 assists. So Spurs starting to show a little bit of strength in depth now as well. Expect goals from them this season. Plenty of attacking football. Lots of chances created. But also expect them to be a little bit leaky. They do leave themselves a little bit exposed. And actually, Burnley, you could probably say the same about as well. They do like to try and play open attacking football. They don't quite have the same quality as others in the league. So expect plenty of goals in those games as well. One of the more surprising results from the game week was Chelsea 0, Nottingham Forest 1. And it was Anthony Elanga who moved from Manchester United in the summer. He got himself the winner. And it was Awoniyi who got the assist. So no goal from Awoniyi this time, but I'm pretty sure that is now returns in his last 9 consecutive fixtures, which is absolutely remarkable. He really is becoming one of the most reliable assets in the entire game. A clean sheet as well for goalkeeper Matt Turner. Chelsea not really clicking at the moment going forwards. Lots of people went early on Chelsea assets after that Luton drubbing, but they haven't really repaid managers yet. Manchester City 5, Fulham 1, and it was a hat-trick from, Erling Haaland. No surprises, I suppose, when they're facing the weakest team defensively in the league in Fulham. Alvarez also continuing his magnificent form with a goal and 2 assists, and Ake got the other goal, Foden also with an assist, so lots and lots of returns there as expected. But it was Tim Ream who got the goal for Fulham, which I'm sure not too many FPL managers will be owners of. But what it does highlight is every now and again, City do show this tendency to throw away clean sheets that they really should be keeping more of. Right, Brighton 3, Newcastle 1. And Brighton got themselves back to winning ways against a Newcastle side that are not really having a great run at the moment, albeit with tough fixtures. There was another hat-trick hero this weekend, and it was Evan Ferguson of Brighton. But don't get too excited about bringing him into your team just yet, as he is now unfortunately injured, agitating a pre-existing knee issue in that game. He was unable to play for his country during the international break, so we'll have to keep an eye out for more information as to when he will be back fit again for Brighton. Mitoma got himself an assist, and it was Callum Wilson who got Newcastle's consolation. Crystal Palace 3, Wolves 2, and it was Palace striker Edouard who got himself a brace. He's actually put up pretty good performances so far this season, and he's starting to return as well, so might be quite a good differential second choice striker there. But it's Eze who is usually Palace's main man, and he finally got himself a goal after impressive underlying data had led many owners just to keep the faith in him. Also on the Sunday, we had Liverpool 3, Aston Villa 0. Salah continuing to return for owners who are now probably not likely to sell anytime soon as the fixtures do start to get a little bit kinder for Liverpool. Although obviously that does mean you are tying up more of your funds, so doesn't afford you the same degree of flexibility in your squad. But if he's returning, you're probably not worried about that. Darwin got his start after that impressive performance off the bench with those two late goals in the previous game week. It was two assists this time round, so he certainly looks like a player that I would imagine more managers will be looking to bring in the coming weeks, perhaps an alternative to someone like an Ollie Watkins or a Nicholas Jackson. And Matty Cash owners were hit hard with an own goal and a minus 1 point return after game week 3's 17 point haul. You can't have it all, guys, I'm afraid. And finally, Arsenal 3, Manchester United 1. Rashford owners got a goal, Odegaard got the equaliser, and then Bruno Fernandes owners thought they had an assist with that Garnacho winner, but it was ruled out for offside. Two late goals from Arsenal sealing the win from Declan Rice and Gabriel Jesus. Jesus now coming back from injury. He looks set to start up front ahead of Eddie Nketiah. And there were assists from Saka and Martinelli. Right then, so star of the week. And there were three hat-trick heroes to choose from. But I'm giving it to Heung-Min Son for his 20-point haul. I'll also give an honourable mention to Cameron Archer for his 12-point return and a goal and assist on his debut for Sheffield United. And as for flop of the week, well, unfortunately, I've got to give it to Sterling, a 2-point return from him at home to Forest after so many people bringing him in. He had three shots in the box, he had one big chance, but absolutely no return from Sterling. It's flop of the week for him. Right then, let's turn our attentions to game week 5. The deadline is Saturday the 16th of September at 11 a.m. UK time. That's 90 minutes before the first kickoff as usual. And this time it's a Saturday lunchtime kickoff. It's Wolves taking on Liverpool. So good fixture there for Liverpool assets. Aston Villa then play Crystal Palace. Fulham face Luton, a battle of the bad defences in that one. Manchester United take on Brighton. Spurs have a great fixture at home to Sheffield United. West Ham host Manchester City. Newcastle are at home to Brentford. And then on the Sunday, we've got Bournemouth versus Chelsea. Everton hosting Arsenal. And then on Monday, it's Nottingham Forest versus Burnley. Couple of standout fixtures for game week 5. Liverpool have a pretty good fixture away at Wolves. Spurs have a really good fixture at home to Sheffield United, so definitely one for attacking players at Tottenham. And also Arsenal travelling up to Everton. Everton really struggling defensively, so I can see attacking returns from the likes of Saka, Martinelli, Odegaard if you have those. It's also probably worth mentioning the fixture between Manchester United and Brighton. both teams have been a little bit suspect defensively, which does give encouragement if you have both Manchester United and Brighton attacking players, because I will not be at all surprised to see plenty of goals in this game. So that could mean returns for the likes of Rashford, Bruno Fernandes, Mitoma, and even one maybe to keep an eye out for Brighton's new man, Ansu Fati, who they've signed on loan from Barcelona. Listed as a midfielder at 6.5 million, perhaps not one to be picking up straight away. We know there's loads of competition for those midfield slots, and we're not entirely certain what De Zerbi's plans are for Ansu Fati, but definitely a talent and one to be keeping an eye on in the near future. Just turning back to that Tottenham-Sheffield United fixture, this does feel like a game that FPL managers should be attacking. In terms of assets, most people will have or will be considering James Maddison, and Heung-min Son is the obvious other candidate to bring in if you haven't already done so. Many managers already doing that during the international break, causing a price rise. He's gone up from 9 to 9.1 million. So he's not going to be that easy to actually get into your teams unless you already have someone like a Rashford and some money in the bank, or you're prepared to perhaps cash in on Salah after his good form, but that feels unlikely given the fact that there are good fixtures. So it might mean actually even taking a minus 4 point hit in order to get Son into your team. Unless, of course, you've got two free transfers. I don't, but I am actually considering doing that minus 4 hit this game week. We'll come onto that a little later when we discuss my likely team for game week 5. Just quickly looking at attacking options for Liverpool, who are away at Wolves. Obviously, Salah is the preferred pick. Unfortunately, his price means either you have him or if you don't, pretty much the only way you're going to be able to facilitate that is with a wild card. But there is one other option that's starting to emerge as a pretty viable option in the Liverpool attack, and that is Darwin Nunez. Now, he started the season coming off the bench, so limited minutes meant he wasn't particularly attractive. However, he got a really good return coming off the bench with those two late goals. Then he started, got two assists, and with back-to-back returns, he's starting to look like a pretty viable option for FPL managers, and he may well end up starting now regularly for Klopp as well. So definitely one to consider, and also perhaps a really good differential, especially with the Liverpool fixtures turning soon. It might be a good opportunity for FPL managers to get ahead of the curve with that one. Another potential transfer in this game week is Julian Alvarez at Manchester City, if you are, of course, brave enough to risk being stung by Pep Roulette. He's 6.7 million, so to be perfectly honest, it's an absolute bargain considering the returns that he's delivered so far and the minutes, actually, to date. Could all change, of course, now that City have brought in some attacking reinforcements with the likes of Doku and Mateus Nunes. But Alvarez is definitely one to consider, as is Nottingham Forest striker Awoniyi. Now, I've mentioned him a couple of times on the podcast, and I know it feels hard to stomach the idea of investing in a Nottingham Forest attacking asset, but he is consistently delivering. They're not putting up huge attacking numbers, but I think it's something like 9 returns in a row for Awoniyi, and that is incredibly consistent form. That's up there with a lot of the premium picks in the game. So definitely, definitely one that I am considering bringing in. The final thought I'll just share regarding transfers is it's always worth keeping an eye on managers' press conferences later in the week regarding the fitness of certain players that are coming back from international duty. During these international breaks, there's always a tendency for some managers to make moves. They get itchy fingers and they're just frustrated that there's no football. You end up making moves early, and that can really come back to bite you if those players pick up knocks while they're away with their international teams. Some may also actually just be fine in terms of like no injuries, but managers do sometimes like to rest them if they're returning late or they've had to travel significantly. So just keep an eye on those manager press conferences and see if they're saying anything significant about certain players. Right then, on to captaincy, and it's going to be a slightly longer segment than usual this game week because there are a couple of candidates to potentially wrestle the captain's armband away from Erling Haaland. So Haaland has an away fixture against West Ham, so definitely not one of the easiest fixtures, whilst Salah is away at Wolves, which does feel like a slightly more preferable option. But the big one is definitely Heung-min Son. That fixture at home against Sheffield United is really difficult to ignore. And if Son continues to play centrally, it's incredibly tempting to go against Erling Haaland this week with Son if you can bring him in. If you don't want to take any risks, there's absolutely nothing wrong with still going with the Norwegian. Erling Haaland, definitely pretty fixture proof. He's proved he can score against absolutely anybody. So nothing wrong with going there. I myself will almost certainly be captaining Son if I bring him in, especially if I'm going to be bringing him in for a hit, but nothing wrong with going with Haaland as well. And if I don't end up doing that, Haaland will be my pick. Right then, let's talk differentials. And as always, I'll try to give you a few players that are less than 5% owned that I think could help you set yourselves apart from the rest of the managers in your mini leagues. So, first up, Crystal Palace forward, Edouard. He's 5.5 million. He's nailed down that starting spot up front for Crystal Palace, and he's just 2.6% owned. And he's actually been delivering some pretty good numbers and getting some returns. So he's got two fairly appealing fixtures coming up next. He's got Villa away and then Fulham at home. So definitely one worth considering there. And then here's a really left field option for you. Kevin Sharday at Brentford. Now, I know midfielders are pretty hard to squeeze into your team at the moment. So many options. But if you feel like being really brave, there's a £5.4 million midfielder. He's 0.2% owned. He's got returns in his last two games for an attacking, free-flowing Brentford side. And their next three fixtures are Newcastle and then Everton and Forest. So fairly nice fixtures there as well. And a final differential I'll throw out there is Liverpool midfielder Szoboszlai. He's 7 million and 4.5% owned. Now, what's interesting about Szoboszlai is that the minutes are really good for him. He definitely passes the eye test. He looks really good. And lots of play is actually going through him. He got on the score sheet on the last game and he had an assist already to his name this season. And the fixtures do turn pretty good for Liverpool soon. So it might be worth getting ahead of the rest of the crowd if you want a Liverpool player, but you're a little bit nervous about Liverpool's other attacking options getting rotated. Okay, as always, we'll finish the episode with me running through my likely team for the next game week. So, game week 5 team looks like this currently. I'm going to go with Turner in goal ahead of Onana, and that's because Forest are at home to Burnley. I think they've got a better chance of keeping the clean sheet there than Manchester United do at home to Brighton. In defence, it will be a back three of Gabriel, Chilwell and Colwill. Yes, I still have Gabriel. He's been for a while a wait and see, but he actually started the last game for Arsenal. So I will be holding on to him, and he does have a pretty favourable fixture away at Everton. And Chilwell and Colwill, that double Chelsea defence away at Bournemouth. Not an ideal fixture for defenders, but hopefully they will do the business. And Chilwell could, of course, get attacking returns as well. Gabriel is getting picked ahead of Estupinan, and I'm benching the Brighton fullback for the exact same reason I'm benching Onana. I just can't see a clean sheet for either side in this fixture. I do think there's going to be goals. And also my fifth choice defender on the bench is Burnley's Bayer. I'll be fielding a midfield five of Bruno Fernandes at home to Brighton, Saka away at Everton, Foden away at West Ham, and I'm pretty certain I will be doubling up on that Spurs midfield with James Maddison and Heung-min Son. That fixture at home against Sheffield United looks really tasty, definitely one I want to take advantage of. And Son will have to come in at the expense of Gabriel Martinelli. Now, that's a little bit of a risk, I suppose, selling an Arsenal player when they've got a good fixture away at Everton. However, I've already got Saka, and we saw with Son's change in position just how lethal he can be in front of goal. He's definitely a goal scorer, and I definitely want to take advantage of that. Even though Spurs have difficult fixtures after Sheffield United, I think Son can still get returns. So almost certain that I'll be bringing in Son this week. Now, the only way I can afford to do that is by taking a -4 hit. I've only got one free transfer and I don't have enough money to bring in Son for Martinelli alone. So I'm looking at selling Ollie Watkins and bringing in either Alvarez or Nottingham Forest striker Awoniyi. Now, I've already got Haaland and Foden in my starting 11, and I just feel like it's perhaps a little bit too much of a risk to triple up on those City players. I do think there's a lot of competition, and whilst the minutes for Alvarez have been good so far, I just don't fancy that risk just yet. So I'm actually going to go with the guaranteed 90-minute man, which is Awoniyi. And now he has a really appealing fixture at home against Burnley, but the fixtures do get difficult after that with City and Brentford. So what I might do is bring in Awoniyi for game week 5 and then transfer him out and bring in Alvarez, if I'm brave enough, in game week 6, because City have really good fixtures after that West Ham fixture this coming game week. They've got Forest and Wolves after that. So that might be one where it's worth tripling up on those City players if we're prepared to risk that Pep roulette. So just to recap, that starting 11 will be Turner in goal, Gabriel, Chilwell and Colwill in defence, Son, Bruno Fernandes, Saka, Foden and Madison in midfield, and Awoniyi and Haaland up top. The bench will consist of Onana, Estupinan, Bea and Mbeumo. That wraps up everything for this week. Good luck to everyone ahead of game week 5. A reminder once again that the deadline is Saturday the 16th of September at 11 a.m. UK time. My name is Andy Johnson. You can find me on Twitter or X at Andy J Audio. And the podcast also has a Twitter account. You can find that at OneStopFPL. Thank you very much for listening. Best of luck ahead of game week 5. And I'll talk to you again next week.